Blog Talk Radio.
What the fucking shit?
Sounds like the sultry intro.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heave her, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heaving to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles and falls out at the door.
But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you.
And the money, and for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks.
Thank you.
Microphones, go fuck yourself, laptops, say the fucking word. Go fuck yourself, Skype that I don't believe it fucking works. Go fuck yourself. I am the goddamn Scottish anarchist. This is international turmoil. My Eurocasting credits aren't fucking here, so I'm just gonna say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cretins and jobbers, idiots of all ages, retards coming to watch. All tonight I have is bubbles on my lap, my southern sweetheart, my southern belle. But you fuck with her, you'll get some southern discomfort. She will shoot you in the fucking eye. It's Mrs. Mama.
Hello, my love. Yeah, that microphone that you just smashed against the wall, that just sucked.
Helter skelter, bitches.
Hell yeah, helter skelter.
Mother. Fucking who wanna be ass bitches.
They can't handle us. That's all there is to it.
They can't handle an eye gouge. They can't handle a shooting star press. They can't handle a fucking pile drive. Where's my USL title?
Yeah, I mean, I might as well just go ahead and give Helter Skelter the title, because, I mean, look at what we have done. We have gone from the bottom up to where we are right now, and next week we're going to be in what, group three, group two? I mean, they might as well just go ahead and give us the titles, because we are whooping USL ass. We have been first every week since we started, and we've only been together for 3 weeks as a stable.
And I haven't paid attention at all. Amazing, right?
That's right. You are amazing.
Rebel said to me, "Hey kid, let's go and do this shit." I was like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'll punch a few people in the face." I was in group 10. Next I know, I'm in group 10.
I mean, we're just stomping ass. It's amazing.
What the if anyone can get a hold of Rebel and just tell him to call the fuck in, he will call the fuck in.
Let me see. I don't know if he's on. I will try.
He fucking better, because it's either Bear Man Pig, Diesel, Destiny, or Big Bowden. You guys need to call in part of the big pool of Helter Skelter. I'm just the asshole that came from group one for like 6 fucking months. It's got the experience. I might be timing out just simply because I'm too fucking tired of this shit. Just if my life, you can promote whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. Because I'll show you. Here's what I do on my spare time. And I will do this for the rest of you people. I just need to get to know your personalities just that bit better. I'm doing art again. And it's pretty cool because I do it randomly, but it's not like bad random. It's more like if I'm inspired by you, I will do some art. I've done some raunchy pictures of Starry, so that's pretty cool.
You did raunchy. Oh, that's right. You're fixing to come out with her video, Starry Gone Wild, right?
It's Starry Gone Wild. You give her some dark ale. She does anything, man. I swear to God. Alright, I've looked after her because she's my best friend, but it's like, Starry, chill the fuck out. We don't need your fucking tassels spinning around. And before all you creepers and cretins get about it, no, me and Starry haven't. She's just my fucking good friend that just likes to get a bit abbreviated of more than me. I prefer to get drunk, sit down and look at people. She prefers to get drunk and jumps around. So I'm like her fishing line. I hook her in, slap her about the head until I calm down.
This one.
Alright.
What is your brother feeding spirit?
If it's fish food, I don't give a flying fuck.
Why are you feeding spirit french fries?
I have told spirit to eat white trash, so white lightning should be gone very soon.
Spirit, don't bite. And it feeds him.
No, because he likes the haggis that I feed him. He's like, I'm going to eat some more. I'm going to eat your hard fucking people.
No wonder Spirit had the farts last night. You gave him haggis again?
Are you saying haggis gives you farts? That's culturally insensitive.
It just gives Spirit the farts.
Well, the beans don't hurt.
Wait.
Either.
So the whole time I've been thinking it's because he's been feeding him haggis, it's because you've been feeding spirit beans?
Yeah, the beans I cooked, yeah.
Oh my god.
Beans are a collective food wise, because it's all included together.
Yeah, beans and haggis is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the cabbage.
Fuck cabbage. Anyway, Bob's. You've been teasing this for a long goddamn time. When the fuck is Sucky coming on?
She told me earlier in the week that it's going to be hopefully sometime this week.
I won't be there because I'm busy as shit. But
I mean,
if she is there...
She told me.
I will have a few messages. I am not happy because my fucking... My cretins are not here. Seriously, where the fuck are they?
Are here?
Well, like, Fred, Angel, Tiggs, all those people are not here, so I'm pissed off.
Well, Angel has been in the production studio all day.
Well, she's got an excuse.
Yeah, she's been in the production studio all day. She has, you know, she has done a brand new video for me, and I loved it because she used one of our pictures, one of those beautiful pictures that Dee Dee Blackbird took of us. It was amazing.
Oh, that's right. I've got a picture of Dee Dee to produce.
Oh, you got one of Dee Dee to produce? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome sauce. Also, who the fuck's this cast of cretins?
Now, as for your son, I don't know because he was here earlier.
Well, where is Raven?
Raven was kind of tired because, the baby kept her up all night.
She was tired even though I made her all those pictures.
Yeah, she's a little tired. I mean, the baby does keep her up a lot.
That's what chloroform is for.
We don't want to chloroform the grandson.
No. A little vodka in the bottle.
What?
I done the chloroform to Angel and Fred. They turned out great.
You saw the gift I gave them. The redneck babysitter.
Oh my gosh.
It's say hello, Kenny, to your uncle White right there.
And this is why Raven doesn't let either one of you babysit the baby.
I'm allowed to. I'm the grandpa. I will teach them how to harass the parents.
Well, I'm going to teach them how to make chai.
That works. I don't care about what the hell you teach them. But also... I have done the radio awards, so people have been really getting into that shit. And they really have. I'm not going to lie. I've never seen such momentum in early stages of the awards.
You going to wait?
Probably. I'll wait to check it out. Let's call it. Last person to vote was... It was Shell Nibri. No, I tell a lie. It was Miss Aria Blackbird. And she is looking a favourite for the Mordrin Award.
Yes, she is.
Now, Bob, can you tell people why that is?
Because she completely decimated Tank Girl on The Vicious Truth.
And I'm not even listening. I'm not even listening to that, but the feedback is like, oh, shit, nigga. Like, shithead.
It was amazing.
And we only got half of it.
It's totes amazing sauce because Arya is like a total newbie. And she went off on someone. And she's well liked already.
Well, you know, she is. I mean, she does take after her mama. She really does take after Dee Dee.
You know, I think Dee Dee will be voting for me after I do a picture of her. Honestly, it's not like I want to win votes on this shit, because I do it just for the fun factor. Also, what you people get to hear is Cougar, Gertie, and Shell Kneebreaker announcing the winners. And here's the greatest part. I won't be on that show whatsoever, because I'm too goddamn busy nowadays. But I will... Yeah, oh, she will, and she will spank your fucking ass for being an insubordinate little bastard. Oh, you laugh right now, but you'll be crying later.
Nah, last time she tried to spank me, she broke the spoon.
Well, I gave her a mace. She's got all quiet. See? It's all quiet. Oh, I love the sudden.
Oh, and you cretins.
Right, so it's like 21 minutes past. It's an hour show, just simple because I don't have the concentration span to do a 2-hour show anymore. I've took back, but see you people that's here, I'm going to see them. It's like the big Bodens, it's the Destinies, and Destiny, don't worry, you have got 100 pounds of green gummy bears coming your way, plus 4 bottles of fire, what the hell are they called, fire bombs? Anyway, you've got 4 bottles of that fire stuff that you drink. I drink other stuff that's more smoother, because I get to drink it and elaborate more on why I hate stuff. It doesn't go me, oh, here's a drink Destiny gave me, I'll drink it. It doesn't work on me, because when I drink it, my throat closes up, but when you drink it, you get so fucking belligerent, people will die. And when I drink, like, Buckfast and cider, more people will die, so we will leave a carnage of confusion and mayhem. We won't hurt the people we like, and you know what? It works better. But I am going to give you cretins the reason why Apple do not sponsor me anymore.
Gonna give me a hand here, getting something to eat, and like a, something simple, like a chip butty, or maybe a Jimmy Dodger, and then a pint of, I don't know, you know, McCune's Lager, a Caledonian 80.
I'm not aware of any meetings about being without Mahatma Johnny Georgia and Joni Chitbachi.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. See me, right? I want a jammy dodger, like a fucking jam sandwich, and a chip butty, that's just bread with chips. I'm not even going to get into the pints, just get me that.
Sorry, I don't understand. I need to get my pajamas.
Look you fucking cow. I need a sandwich, a jammy dodger. It's just bread and jam. Fuck the chip butty, fuck the McEwen's Lager. Can you just do that, please, you fucking cow? Oh, for fuck's sake, that's it!
Apple Scotland, having a wee bit of trouble.
See, that's why we have smartphones and Androids, not iPhones over here in Scotland, because shit like that, Siri is a bitch. She's divorced many a people. And also, this is another reason why voice recognition technology does not work in Scotland.
What's the buttons?
Oh no, they installed voice recognition technology in us, lift the hell them at us.
Voice recognition technology? In a lift? In Scotland? You ever tried voice recognition technology?
No.
They don't do Scottish accents.
11!
Could you please repeat that?
11! 11! 11!
11!
Could you please repeat that?
11!
Whose idea was this? You need to try an American accent.
11! 11!
That sounds Irish, not American.
What, isn't it?
11!
Where in America is that? Dublin?
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat that?
Try an English accent, right?
11! 11!
You're from the same part of England as Dick Van Dyke.
Listen, you're going to smart ass.
Please speak slowly and clearly.
Smart ass!
11!
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat that?
11! If you don't understand the lingo, a way back came to your own country.
Ooh, is that talk now, is it? A way back to your own country?
Oh, don't start, Mr. Bleeding Heart. How can you be racist to a lift?
Please speak slowly and clearly.
11! 11! 11! 11!
They're just saying it the same way.
I want to keep saying it until I understand Scottish, alright?
11! 11! 11! 11!
I'll just say it anywhere, you cow!
This is a voice-activated elevator. Please state which floor you would like to go to in a clear and calm manner.
Calm. Calm. Where's that coming from? Why is it telling people to be calm?
Because they knew they'd be selling it to Scottish people who'd be going up for months.
You have not selected a floor.
Aye, we have! 11!
If you would like to get out of the elevator without selecting a floor, simply say, open the doors, please.
Please? Please? Suck my wally.
Maybe we should just say please.
I'm not begging that for nothing.
Open the doors, please.
Please. Pathetic.
Please remain calm.
Oh, you went up to that. Get up now. Just wait for it to speak.
You have not selected a floor.
Ah, you little cow. You don't let through these doors. I'm going to come to America. I'm going to find whatever desperate access gave you a voice. And I'm going to go in an electric chair for you.
Scotland, you bastard.
Scotland.
Scotland.
Scotland. Freedom. Freedom.
And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, voice recognition technology does not work in Scotland.
That's right. Scotland! I like that part.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
what?
You know, I'm, you know, I've been trying to learn some Scottish.
Because I sent you that dictionary.
Yes, because you gave me that present of a dictionary. And,
because myself and Angus McPain is in the helter shelter.
Yes, and I have learned. Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to get reps for you. I have learned one, and I think I've learned how to pronounce it right.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear.
Okay. give me a second. Talk to
okay.
yourself.
I can't, but I sound like I'm talking to myself.
Well, I mean, I can still talk to you. I have to look it back up again, cause I'm slow sometimes.
Well, that's because I've got the handcuffs on your ankle. That's why.
But I like the handcuffs. You don't hear me complaining about it.
I honestly don't, man. I put handcuffs on her ankles and the rest is like, I don't care. She got worried when I started sounding like a Cajun. That's when she said, go back to Scotland.
Yeah, when you started saying crawfish etouffee better than me, yeah, it was time for, you had to go back. You needed to go back to the motherland for a little bit.
I did. When I started saying, go Falcon, you fucking tried to shoot me.
Why would I shoot? I want you to root for the Falcons.
I thought it was the Bulldogs you wanted me to root for.
I want you to root for both. Bulldogs are my college team and the Falcons are my professional team. And why is my computer not working?
I am confused because I don't know which to go for, but I do know that I do have a program on my manager's side that lets me go on to BT Sports 1, BT Sports 2, and ESPN, where I can watch all the college American basketball and football all I want.
Yeah, basketball is just not... I'm bored with basketball. I mean, just really what... Why would I want to watch a bunch of sweaty men running up and down, bouncing a ball? I mean, really?
I know, truth. Seriously, you're my boy, but enough of your ghetto bullshit. Stop bouncing a ball. Just get all ignorant and shit.
Okay.
You see what I done there? I done stereotypes between black and black girls and basketball and all that shit.
All right, now tell me if I'm saying this right. You ready?
Okay.
Albagubras. Did I say it right?
You're trying to speak Gaelic, but it's not working.
But it's got
Agra.
Huh?
You're going agaru. It's agra.
Agabras. No, that still didn't sound right. I'll get it. I'll get it. I can say art.
Try it. I can say fucking art as well. you can say, I will shoot the poontang off your fucking arse.
And I can say, Prince of Wales is a numpty.
You can say Prince of Wales is a fucking taffy bastard.
Okay. Prince of Wales is a taffy bastard.
That works. I like it. It works. It's perfect. You can also say, oh, for fuck's sake, hold on, my headphone went out. You are a bunch of Yankee Danky Doodle motherfuckers.
Y'all are a bunch of Yankee Danky Doodle motherfuckers.
That worked as well. We have a common language separated by a common country.
But you see, you know, as I'm it's kind of hard to learn Scottish or Gaelic, the Gaelic version of Scottish vernacular when you got a southern accent.
Well, I'm southern Scottish and I know all of it. I've got a southern accent. I have got a totally Scottish southern accent.
Let's see. Fanny? What's Fanny? Oh. Yeah, you told me I was a Fanny Banner, right? Fanny Batter? That's not right.
I don't think so. Well, Fanny in America means ass. Fanny
right.
Over here means vagina.
Ah!
Yeah.
Nope.
One of those
yeah.
things. So, are you vagina batter?
No. Spirit, shut up.
Shut the fuck up, Spirit, or I'm going to fucking stuff and mount you.
Try to chew on your baffies.
Brother, shut the fuck up or I will stuff it down to you as well.
What are baffies? Wait. I have to go back to the dictionary.
I don't know what words you're saying anymore. I'm kind of... I swear to God, I will eat that dog.
No, don't eat my wolf. Then you'll have to buy me another animal.
I am hungry like the wolf. Oh, wow. Look at Big Bowden. He's looking at Destiny's Fanny.
Hey.
Fucking pervert.
He is.
Hey, can I call Tiggin a Biggin?
A Biggin?
Yeah.
microphone over there for me.
Can I call him a bigion?
A what?
A bigion.
Bigion? That's like calling him Billy Connolly. He doesn't deserve that. No, it's a praise. Like, God status among us Scottish people. It's like, what you Southerners would call Ted Nugent.
Oh, we know he's not, bro.
Well, we know Billy Connolly is totally broad. Either him or, what's his fucking face? Shaking, not stirred. Holy fuck, I've actually forgotten his goddamn name. Sean Connery. He is the other god of Scotland.
Ah, yes. He's a god for me, too.
We also have a demigod, which Shelley loved. His name is Gerard Butler.
But, what about mine?
Oh, shit. My mind's gone blank. You mean the dude from, Anarchy People and whatnot? He's Irish.
No, he's not. I thought he was Scottish.
Oh, the Glaswegian bastard that's got the fucking slash mark. Yeah, he's not a legend. Fuck no, he's just a fucking Sweeney.
Well, you know, I was walking by the park the other day and I saw Jarl's car. And, you know, I didn't think out, but oh my god, they were dogging.
I have got a pony axe and no. We were not in a secluded woods. Bubs and I were not dogging, you perverts.
You know, he does have those cameras in our bedroom that we really have to find out where they're at.
Yeah, but that only counts if it's in a secluded wood and it gets sold on. I know what dogging is. There's two meanings to it. The sexual act, or where you're in school and you skip class. You're dogging class.
You're not as smart as you think you are.
What a fucking clown. He's a bigger clown than shifty.
What, a shifty here?
Not yet, but I've sent out the buck fast signal. As
ooh,
in, I'm running low, you goddamn pasty, wasty motherfucker. Right. How pissed off is he is that Amadeus is going to get the free peep in the goddamn frickin' Ego Awards.
I don't know.
I should just put in a little... I should get rid of the Accent Award and just pick up the Drunken Award. I know I would win, but I would shift it the fuck.
Would.
Holy fuck. Desti is bumping fannies with someone.
Oh, really?
I am interested in Desti's lesbian love, so I want to stay tuned to this. I ain't fucking lying, man. I love Bubs to death, right? Bubs is the woman of women to stop all women, but I can appreciate other womanly goodness. That's why I've done my art scene, because I know women are good of caliber, but Bubs is just the best, and she is my total muse. So
aww.
She inspires, she totally inspires me to look at other women and think, you can be good enough, but Bubs is the best.
Aww. You'll make me blush.
I know I should, but you look so medieval badass at me.
Yeah, I like that medieval costume you got me.
And see, the thing is, I got Raven on my
YouTube. Notice how beautiful my boobs looked in it, though?
Those things were lovely jubbly. Seriously, man, she's got a fucking sword and she's red-headed. She's got cleavage that you would die in and you don't like that shit. Go fuck yourself. Even Starry said, how the fuck did you make me look sexy? I was like, because I'm good. Simple as that. But I'll go find the CV, because I've got it. And you people, see if you're posting it and you're like a woman and shit, there's about 90% chance I'll make you a picture. I did one for Angel of Death, and she looks good in it. But you've not seen it, Bubs, have you?
No, I haven't seen Shut up,
spirit, or I'll fucking sell you to a Korean restaurant and make some money.
You better shut up. Daddy's gonna send you to sell you to a Korean restaurant.
Little fucking thing. I made one of Cougar where she's got like kitten ears and she's eating a pop tart. I've got another one of Raven Star where she got I made two of Raven Star. I made one of Shelly because she's my auntie and she deserves it because she's awesome. I've got Bubs the Medieval Badass. I've got my own little, what shall I call it? Hybrid of snake and fucking spider because people are piss scared of that. I've got one of Angel of Death where she is both an angel and a devil. And then I've got one of Starry as a punk Starry and one of Starry where she is not wearing much.
Sorry, not wearing much.
That's very rare that Starry's not wearing much.
Well, you know, that was one hell of a party that night that you had.
Well, I call Starry my Belhaven buddy, and you know what Belhaven is, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, what you do get is like a Belhaven normal drink. Then the stuff that myself and Starry like is Belhaven Black with some dark ale. Now, when I drink dark ale, I get all artistic. When Starry gets dark ale, she likes to strip just a little. She also likes to fucking put her hand around my neck and like start giving my neck a massage, but it's like she's trying to choke me half the time. So it's like, Starry, just chill for the moment, you know?
And she thinks you're a man whore.
No, she's called me that since I-90. That's just a pet name for me. Yeah.
She can
call me anything else, but she just likes to call me that because she doesn't mean it. It's just my name that she calls me. Yeah. What I am going to play to these little cretins right now, just simply because I'm so far gone, I just really can't be asked looking at other stuff. So this is what one of the fucking things that made us famous of me and Tigden and all that. So shush and listen up.
Here's a fax from Cooter in Orlando, who sends me a copy of a story that appeared in the Los Angeles Times. He says, a prestigious newspaper, not the oft-maligned Weekly World News. Quoting the story. In retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake, but I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil. Eric Tomaszewski told bemused doctors in the severe burns unit of Salt Lake City Hospital. Tomaszewski and his homosexual partner, Andrew Kinky Farnham, had been admitted for emergency treatment after a felching session had gone seriously wrong. I pushed a cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped Raggett, our gerbil, in, he explained. As usual, Kiki shouted out, Armageddon! My cue that he'd had enough. I tried to retrieve Raggett, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him. At a hushed press conference, a hospital spokesman described what happened next. The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas and flame shot out the tube. igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out like a cannonball. Armageddon! Armageddon! Tomaszewski. Tomaszewski suffered second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil. While Furnham suffered first and second-degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract. Armageddon! peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might make the gerbil come out. So that's what felching is all about. Armageddon! Who says that? I didn't. Robert E. Raven on it.
Seriously, who said that?
Armageddon!
Armageddon, you bastard. As I try to upload something, you know. The gerbil's name was Ragged.
Ragged, yes. You know what, honey? This pay-per-view is taking it out of me.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm okay.
A little snack before he goes home.
Damn. Why you get so quiet?
I am not getting quiet. I am just simply getting less belligerent. We will be ending this very soon.
You'll be ending. We've only got about 9 minutes left.
Something like that. I don't give a shit.
And CSWF, if you don't know, which you should know, tomorrow is the long-awaited Hater Gators Love Shack pay-per-view.
Love Shack.
And obviously,
fuck you,
like
your B-52. This is why you're single.
Check, baby.
Exactly why you're single. So, Bob's. I'm gonna ask you to promote it. Then after that, I'm just gonna play a song and I'm gonna end it all.
All right. Well, we'll be starting pretty early tomorrow. I don't know about how early. We've got some great matches. Of course, we're gonna be in San Francisco, California. All of our hardcore matches are gonna be defended out at Alcatraz. Oh yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I got the keys for the place.
Yeah, I know.
Go fuck yourself.
If I do that, I would never leave home.
I know you would.
Oh, good Lord.
Hell, if I could lick myself.
How'd you get... Bobs, I need to ask you a question. It's very serious.
Yes, my love.
How'd you get a manager? Cindy,
you
can't answer that shit, right?
I can't answer it. Nope, I can't answer it.
I told my had Dinklage here. He just was calling all this shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, when you sat in your headphones and they went up your ass.
Yeah, I did sit on my headphones one night. I don't know why you put my headphones in your lap, but, you know.
It was funny. I was pointing stuff to prove out that Viagra doesn't work. I try to fucking swallow it.
And
it got stuck in my goddamn neck. I had a stiff neck for 2 days.
Yeah, just do me a favor. Don't eat the blue ice cream in the freezer till after we get done with the pay-per-view tomorrow.
I tried that. My fucking lips were stiff. I couldn't say hi or hello. I had to speak in a goddamn Cajun accent. Swampy understood every word I said for the first time in my life.
Yeah, I am hoping our dear Swampy shows up tomorrow.
Oh, fuck him. Everybody prefers D.
Well, you know, a lot of people are going to be turning out to see you tomorrow night in the pay-per-view because the Anarchist with Big Daddy Demented and who else?
Aren't we against the Black Bomb?
Yes. Addy and Big Daddy Demented are joining you and Lightning tomorrow versus the Blackbird family and Terrell the Truth Johnson.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, and then, you know, B-Man decided that he was going to be a smartass and try to piss me off like the other night. And so I kind of coerced him into joining CSWF, and I'm going to prove in the ring tomorrow night that I'm not scared of B-Man.
Well, your first mistake was admitting that B-Man was a smart ass. That's an oxymoron right there.
I realize now
I cannot spell, but it doesn't matter.
And then we got the Hall of Fame inductions tomorrow night. We've got Juggalil. He's finally going into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Juggalil. We've got Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown being inducted into the CSWF Hall of Fame. And a very special induction.
Posthumous
and Filipino Destroyer. They will be also inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow night.
That will be a posthumous award.
Yes.
A very deserving one.
We love her and we still miss her every day.
Yes. I wonder if Shifty will cry.
I don't know, because, you know, I mean, he's gonna be getting ready to do happy hours and things. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it to the pay-per-view itself, but I'm pretty sure somehow we will have video feed or at least sound feed from his show tomorrow, his radio show tomorrow night.
We do it on happy hours where we make him cry.
We're going to make him cry?
If I can be on that show, I will antagonize Amadeus to get all that egotistical and say, "Hey everyone, vote for me for egotistical man of the year again for the three-peats."
Yeah, I wonder if he can take it for the three-peat, or is Judgy going to edge him out in the radio awards for that?
Judgment is edging out Truth from Token Award.
Uh-oh.
I know, man.
No, I do think we need to add the Susan Lucci Award, though.
Who the fuck
that way
Susan
your brother
Lucci?
Gets... Well, he is, you know, our Susan Lucci.
Who the fuck Susan Lucci?
May never abide.
What, so you're calling him a fucking pussy? Okay, yeah, what?
No, I'm not calling him a pussy. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He is like a fucking Hoermeister. Anyways, you people in the lovely chat, I'm going to leave you with a song. After this song, the show is going to end. There's no after party. They'll just be disappearing onto YouTube because I can't fucking see the screen anymore because it's blurring up like a motherfucker. But guess what the song is, Kitten?
Yeah. Du hast mich. Du hast mich. Du hast.